Hello, Mrs. Fortune. I'm Cindy. I'm a health coach here at the clinic working with your primary care doctor. How are you doing today?
Well, okay, I guess.
Well, Dr. Jones asked me to come and talk with you about your new diagnosis of silent reflux. I'm sure she told you about that.
Yeah, she said you might be able to help me do something besides just the medication, that there were some other stuff. I'm really worried about my voice, and, it's hard to believe it has anything to do with what I eat, but.
Yeah, and, that's why they call it silent. You've probably had it for quite some time, and you didn't even know it. It can really take a long time for the symptoms like yours to show up, so you do really need to take some action now to get it under control.
Hard to imagine how I can control something I don't even know is there. It's like, wow. I really hope that the pills will take care of it and heal it up. She said it could heal up in a few months, but it might not.
Yeah. There are several things that I will encourage you to do to help the healing process. And some of them are pretty simple, like elevating your head at night so that the acid doesn't come up, from your stomach up into your throat. But probably the most important thing is not eating for 3 hours before you go to bed. So, people who snack in front of the TV or late at night, that can be a problem. That bowl of ice cream after dinner. Those are the types of things that can increase the acid. So what do you usually stop eating in the evening?
Well, we usually eat dinner around 6, and I go to bed about 9. So, I'm not really a snacker. I don't really eat much after dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So that doesn't sound like it'd be a problem for you.
Yeah, most of the, well, at least some of the time, if you have company or something, it's a lot harder.
Right. Well, and speaking of company, so alcohol and caffeine, those are both big irritants to the throat. The alcohol will relax that sphincter, the rubber band that's on the top of the stomach, and that makes it a lot easier for the acid to get up and escape into the throat. It is the acid that's really causing the problem with your voice and the coughing as well. You know that, right? You understand how that works?
Yeah, she explained that. Yeah. I have been coughing, coughing. She explained that could be what was causing my cough. I mean, we don't know for sure, but it's pretty irritating. The coughing is pretty irritating because it happens a lot when I'm trying to talk, and I talk for a living. I mean, that's what I do. I use it for my livelihood. So it's pretty scary.
Right. Yeah. And it will take a while for it to heal. The medication helps. And so do the things that I recommended, like the staying away from alcohol and caffeine and elevating your head at night. There is another thing that you really should consider, and that's losing weight. The extra weight around your belly, that belly fat, puts pressure on your digestive tract. And that definitely makes things worse. Would that be something that you could do?
Well, I know how to do it. I mean, I do know how to do it. And actually, the last time I did have a weight, did a weight loss effort, I lost 10 pounds for a trip to Hawaii. And, I did notice that I wasn't, coughing as much. I, at least that's my memory of it. Like maybe that did help. I don't know. The weight came back, but.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll send you to Hawaii every other month.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be good.
So, good. I'm glad you know how to wait because that's really going to be helpful. So what are your plans to take care of this?
Well, I'm definitely going to take the medication. She wanted me to try it, for at least a few months to see what it was, how it was doing. So I will continue that. And I think I will focus on trying to manage not eating after dinner, you know, like getting that time in after dinner.
Okay, good. Well, I know you have another appointment with Dr. Jones in 3 months, and I'll make sure to check with you when you come in.
Okay, that sounds good.